Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of a Montana rancher. I'm Sarah Brown. Last week, rancher Sterling Small introduced us to his operation, 300 cows and about 300 acres of ground on the Northern Cheyenne Indian Reservation. This week, rain. Sterling doesn't know where he is on his uncle's to-do list, but he's pretty sure it's not the top.
My uncle from Lodgegrass, Blaine Small, has some big farm equipment, and he can roll in here and knock it out in a couple days. But he's got to get his in before I can get mine in, so that's the way it goes, I guess.
Sterling needs his uncle to seed his alfalfa, a crop he'll harvest this summer to feed his cattle over the winter. Like every farmer and rancher across southeastern Montana, Sterling's been dealing with wet weather. And like every farmer and rancher across the region, where wet weather's concerned, Sterling is on the fence.
Obviously, we thank the good Lord for the weather because all this rain is going to project into the summer, filling the reservoirs and springs and stuff. So we'd like to have it, but it's pretty much shut us down all around. We're having trouble getting out to the cows to see what's going on because they're in the hills. It's pretty muddy up there. And so the cows are kind of on their own right now.
That's 300 cows having babies all by themselves in the wild foothills of the Wolf Mountains. Sterling's 50 heifers, those are young first-time mamas, are calving nearby. But every single other one of his animals, his livelihood, is out there untended.
We can get up there in the vehicles and stuff and on horseback. You can get pretty close with a truck and trailer. It's just that it's so muddy. I hate tearing the roads up. And like right now, I'd like to be putting some salt mineral out for my cows, but it's pretty much too wet to get out there right now. So they're kind of on their own. I trust that all the calving's going well, though. So there's a lot of just hope and prayer, I guess.
Calving is ending, but still, Sterling worries.
The mother can have trouble with her calving, and she might have difficulties and end up dead. You lose the calf and the cow sometimes if you're not there. So when you turn them to the hills, they're kind of on their own. The coyotes definitely can be a problem. When the weather gets a little bit nicer, the coyotes seem to start hunting small game, varmints, rabbits and stuff, and they don't torture the newborn baby calves as much.
In addition to waiting for his uncle to show up to seed his alfalfa, Sterling's been pondering what to do with his winter wheat. Winter wheat's planted in the fall and is greening up now with all the rain. That's one reason farmers like it. They don't have to do battle with muddy spring fields. But it still needs some attention.
And as far as the farming goes, we're having quite a bit of trouble there. We can't get any of the ground worked, and we're trying to get some of the weeds sprayed. We can't get nothing sprayed yet. So it's the weather's kind of controlling everything right now, but we appreciate it.
Sterling can hardly bring himself to gripe about the showery weather. Most of the year, farmers here in the near waterless high plains scan the great big cloudless skies for the slightest hint of moisture.
I can get your tractor stuck. And as far as planting seed, it's got to be really dry because it plugs all the drills up and stuff. So it's pretty tough.
Next week, with his ground too wet to farm, Sterling heads to an Indian rodeo in Oklahoma and brings home a prize.
Field Days is hosted by Sarah Brown and produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. For more information, visit our website, ypradio.org.